Wir an Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Chav Dalet. But before we start Sif Chav Dalet, I would like to just mention one thing, perhaps I didn't say it clearly. In Sif Chav it says, Vim ha makre kiven letvila shliach tzibo mitchila va'atsoif. That if that we have, that we're saying that there's only one kohen, so then if the kohen is batuach, that he'll be able to go back and say sim sholem, so then he's oyla leduchin, and then there's a makri, that's makri to yivarechecho, etc. And then the mechaba ends, if the makri was mechaven, the tefillah shliach tzibo mitchila v'atzoif, that means the whole chazoras hashatzi was mechaven, so then it would be preferable that he should say sim sholem, and not that the koyim should go down from the duchen and say sim sholem. So we had mentioned there's a kasha. If the Mechaba holds this is preferable, that the Makri should say Sim Sholem, so why is it necessary that the Kohen has to be Batuach? This whole halacha was only said if the Kohen is Batuach, he'll be able to say Sim Sholem. Since it is preferable that the Makri should say Sim Sholem, if the Makri was Shemeya the whole Chazoros Hashatz, so why does he have to be Batuach? We will not tell the Koyin to go back and say Sim Sholem. The Makri will say Sim Sholem. That was the question that we had mentioned last week. So the Maimon Motche says the Teretz is as follows. Even though we have someone that we're telling him he should be Mechaven to the Shatz, and he'll be the Makri, but it could very well be, since he knows that he has to be the Makri, so the tilde of being the Makri, to know that everyone is listening to him and he has to be Makri properly, so that could be matrit him that he will be unable to be Mechaven, to be Yoitze with the Chazoras Hashatz. That means this oil to be a makri could be mevalbul him also. Everyone's going to hear it. He says, Yivarech, you don't say, according to the Mechaba, or Bayor, Yiso, Al Kaponim. So this oil that is put on him, we can never be assured till after he was a makri, then we can find out was he mechaven the whole Chazoras Hashatz. So therefore, in that we will not know till after the Birchas Koinim. So Memele, so we have to make sure we'll have a Shatz. So we have to make sure that the Koin is Batuach. So we have a backup that the Koin will zicher be able to say Sim Sholem. So then, if we have a Makri who was Mechaven the whole Chazoras Hashatz, and he wasn't nitrat from the oil of saying Hashem v'yishmerecho, so then it's preferable to use him. But we can never rely on this makri, because the oil to be makri in front of Am Ve'eda could be matrit him that he will not hear properly the Shmenesre from the Shatz. Now let's start Chav Dalet, Sift Chav Dalet. Am sha'achoyrei ha'koyhanim. The am we have here a shul, and the kohanim are duchenim, and there is am. There's a chelik of the am that they are in back of the kohanim. They're not facing the kohanim. They're in the back of the kohanim. Einam bechlal broche. So the bracha that is given by Birchas Kohanim is not chal on them, since they're in the back of the Kohanim. Avol milefneihem, but the am that is in front of the Kohanim, that are facing the Kohanim, ubitzidehem, in those who are parallel to the Kahanim. That means they're not in back of them. They're mamish on the same road together with the Kahanim. Afilu mechitzah shel bazel eina mafsekes. So even though there's a mechitzah shel bazel between, if they are in front of the Kahanim, it is irrelevant. Even there's a mechitza shel bazel, it's not mafsik, and the broch is chal on them. Ula achereyem nami, and that we just said, those who are behind the Kahanim, the broch is not chal on them. Im heim anusim, but what is if they were not capable of standing in front of the Kahanim? Kigayim, for example, Am Shebesodais, you have a chelik of the Hamoin Am that they're working now. They are unable to come to shul. Shehim trudim b'malachtam veinam yecholim lovoi. So even though they are behind the Kahanim, if we will picture them where they're standing, Heim b'chlal ha-broche, so the broche is chal on them also. So that achereyem, those who are standing behind the Kahanim, are not nichlal b'broche, that's davke if they were capable of standing in front of them, and they did not grab the opportunity, so then they're not b'chlal the broche. But if they are anusim, they are unable to stand in front of the Kahanim, they're not in the shul and gansen, they're in the direction, they're in the back of the Kahanim, but since they're unable to come, so they are bechlal habroche. Let us see, the Mishnah Berurah. Am she'achoy sif koten tzadikimu. Am she'achoyre ha'kehanim. They are in the back of the Kahanim. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu afilu einoi achoyrehem mamish. They're not in the back of the Kahanim. Elo mishuchim litzdodim. They are on the side of the Kahanim. That means, let's say, the Kahanim are here. So these are the Kahanim. So that what we said, the tzdodim is mutter. That means the Kahanim are here, and the person is standing mamish parallel with the Kahanim. These tzdodim are mutter. But if they are on the tzdodim achayre ha-Kahanim, that means they're not in the back of the Kahanim, but they're not over here. They're over here. But this tzad, they're on the side of the Kahanim, but the side which is behind them. So that is also called achayrei ha-Kahanim. They're behind the Kahanim. They don't have to be mamish behind them. They can be behind them minatzad. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Hainu afilu einoi achayrei mamish. They're not mamish behind the Kahanim. Elam mishuchim litzdodim, they're on the side of the Kahanim, but on the side of the Kahanim, behind the Kahanim. Kivin shal kaponim hu me'achereim. This is also behind the Kahanim, but it's behind the Kahanim from the side. Einoi b'chlal broche, v'afilu einoi mafsik midi beinom lebein Kahanim. Nothing, there's nothing between them and the Kahanim. Afal Pikein, that's called Am She'achoyre HaKehanim. We'll see the reason a little later. Einam Bechlal Broche, Debinen Davke, Ponim Keneged Ponim, Omoyo Lehem, it should be possible to converse with them. And if they're behind them, so that is not the way the Pasuk says, Meshach Sam Dalel Basiv Kotten Lamed Zayin. Aval Milifneihem uvetzideihem. But the Am that is in front of the Kahanim, or on their side, perish. Loi mi boi elu shein milifneihem kahanim mishuchim litzdodim. The the Yisraelim, which are in front of the Kahanim, on the side of them. That means the Kahanim are facing here. Here is the Kahanim. And these people are not mamish in front of them, they're on the side of them, but they're in front of them from the side. So he says, Lay me boy Elu Shem Belivneakanim Bishuchim Litzdodim. Pshita de Bachla Brochahim. So they're Zicha Bachla de Broch, that's Omar Lahem. They don't have to be facing Mamish Ponim Kineget Ponim, but they're on the side facing the Kanim. That's Zicha Omar Lahem. Ela Filu Kineget Tzodei Akehanim Mamish. Afilu, they're Mamish on the side of the Kahanim. Afilochi Bachla Brochim, hey, they're Bachla Broche. Yeah, that's Bechla Brochem. So now there's a very interesting Bir Halochem. He says as follows, that let's say we just learned two Halochas. So the Bir Halochem says like this. The Kahanim are facing Ma'ariv, and the people are facing Mizrach. So that means, so let's say, so those who are mamish in front of the Kahanim, they're facing the Kahanim. Those who are in front of the Kahanim, but on the sides of the Kahanim, are also facing Mizrah. That means they're facing Mizrah, but that's called Ponim, Kineget Ponim. He says, now we said, it's Sideihem, but those are mamish on the same level, on the same row with the Kahanim, Tzideihem is permissible. As long as they're not behind the Kahanim, they're together, they're parallel to the Kahanim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so L'chayre, if they'll be facing Mizrach, like this, the Olam is facing Mizrach. The Kahanim are facing Ma'ariv. So that's called Ponim Kineget Ponim. Fine, that's Gevaldik. Now let's talk about Yehovah. Here are the Kahanim, and right next to them, parallel to them, are the Yisraelim. So he said, that's, as long as they're not in back of them, they're on the same line. So that's good. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but over here, if they'll be facing, everyone is facing Mizrach. If they'll be facing Mizrach, and the Kahanim are facing Ma'ariv. He says, that's not called Omer Lehem. That's not called Omer Lehem. I mean, you don't converse with someone like that. He's facing Mizrach, and the Kahanim are facing Ma'ariv. So he says, those on the side, one of the two, either they'll turn to face the Kahanim, they'll be facing Dorim or Tzofen. So that's not too bad. So the Kahanim are facing this way, and those on the side of them are facing them from the side, so they'll be facing Dorim or Tzofen. That should be good. Or, he says, could be if they're facing the same direction, it's also good. That means you have two people sitting one next to the other, they're facing the same direction, one is not facing the other, but you also could converse with them. Two people on the same direction. So he says, Am Shebitz Dodim is one of the two. Either the Kahanim are facing Ma'ariv, and they're also facing Ma'ariv, so Kaponim, both of us are facing the same direction, or they're facing Tzofen or Dorim, that'll also be good. But if they'll be facing Ma'ariv, if they'll be facing Mizrach, and the Kahanim are facing Ma'ariv, so even though the whole Om that's in front of them is facing Mizrach, that's no problem, because Forget it's Ponim Kineget Ponim. Those on their side should turn to face them.
We have this issue in our
It's very
issue. They're in line with the Kahanim.
They should turn around, be facing the same direction of the Kahanim, or turn sideways. They should be facing the Kahanim this way.
The same problem would be if the Kahanim would be over here. In front of the Kohen this way, facing this way, he's still not putting him upon.
If he's facing the other way,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. That's what he said. Even front of him is nishkefela. That's nishkefela because the kain is in front of him. So he's facing this way. Nishkefela. That's good. That's good.
It's hard to understand, but
no, because he's in front of all of them. His hands, but he's in front of all of them.
When they're in line,
they're mamish parallel one to the other. So then the Be'alocha says either they should be facing Dorim or Tzofim. They should be facing the Kahanim. Or they should be facing the same direction of where the Kahanim are facing. Then it'll be good. Ulefiza, aber al kaponim, but we have clearly that those who are in back of the Kahanim, afilu, they're on the sides of the Kahanim, but that mamish facing the back, but they're not pechlal brochim. Ulefiza, so now he speaks about a problem that the poskim speak about. Oysan ha'oimdim b'koysel mizrochi. Those, the choshev yidin who stand on mizrach side, they're on mizrach. Now, v'ha'on kodesh b'ilek tzas l'beis ha'knesses. Now, the on kodesh is jutting out. That means, let's speak, we have a mizrach vant. This is the mizrach vant, and all choshev yidin are by mizrach. Fine. The on kodesh juts out. The Aron Kodesh juts out, and here you have a whole Mizrach, and the Choshev Yidin from Mizrach are where they sit. Mizrach, the Mamish. So they and the Kahanim go up to the Aron Kodesh. They duchen in front of the Aron Kodesh, and since the Aron Kodesh juts out, so they first, so they make the Birchas Kahanim. So those who are by the Mizrach wall, they're behind them. The Mamish Sodim Shacharayim. Now all these Choshev Yidin, what's going to happen with them? We have a problem. So this is, so now Lefize Oisan Ha'imdim BeKoysel Mizrachim. The Yidin who are standing by Mizrach Va'orin Kakodesh BeLeksas LeBeis HaKnesses VaKahanim Oimdim Lefonov. Einam bechlal broche, so then that bechlal broche. Vabach heilitz badom, so the Bach was a meilitz yoish. He wanted to say, no, they're also bechlal broche. Why? The achshav shekol echot koine mokim bebeis haknesses, chashuvim kanusim the mizrach. Where should I go? They'll leave their mizrach. Everyone has a mokim. Everyone bought their place. So when I have no place where to go. It's a packed shul. My place is in Mizrach. I have no place where to go. I can't push somebody away. That's his place. So I have no place where to go. So the Bach says, so they are anusim. So just like we said, the people who are bechlal not in the shul, they can't make it. Whatever the sib is, they're working. So they can't come to be lifnei hakahanim. So therefore, if they're anusim, the broch is chal on them, even though they're behind the Kahanim. So Memela, so the Bach said, all these choshev people who are mizrach, they have no place where to go. We have a packed shul. So Memela, they have no place where to go. So they're anusim. That's what the Bach wants to say. The achshev shekol echot koin amokim beveis haknesses, chshuvim kanusim. They neyochel leilech. They can go in the front and tell, listen, Yankel, move out of the way. What do you mean? Yankel bought his place. I'm sorry. So that's what the Bach says. So let them stay there. Let them be there. And they're anusim.
I mean, do we rely on this?
Oh, a second. Avo, so he said, that's the Bach. So the Mishabur says, Avolein ze maspik, the Bekal yochalim tse mokim poni, Lamed b'tzidei kahanim, oi b'emtza beis haknesses ala bime, oi b'ruach ma'rovi shal beis haknesses, ken kosvu achoinim. That means, v'nishtvi, that's true, that each has a kavur dekamokim, he has his seat, and he has his table there. But al kaponim, there's ich a place in the shul that they can, so they won't have a shtender, they won't have a table in front of them, but there's places that they can...
Should move.
So he says they should move. They should move and they should get. They should move and they should get.
I gotta watch the shul next time this happens because there's mamish people right in front. And I don't see them moving.
In the front of the shul,
yeah,
you mean?
The first case we just discussed, they're in line, they're parallel.
Oh, parallel is the halbe Torah.
Yeah, but do they know to turn around? Do they know?
Okay, fine. Okay, now you live and learn, 100%. Now the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that Gedolei Yisrael were Meikar Hadin. Meikar Hadin, the Kahanim are, let's say, over here, so the Tzadim Shalafonov is also good. But he says Gedolei Yisrael were Makpet to be Mamish in front of the Kahanim. They moved out of their place to be Mamish in front of the Kahanim, which is more choshev, that's called ponim or ponim. That's, it seems, in the chaloisa broche. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Piskei Tshuvos brings this from the Arizal, Amor de Kezach, that they both say there's a hiddur that the talis should cover the face of the kahanim, and the hands should stick out. The Gemara said that's
what?
That's what we mentioned. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says a reason for this, because there shouldn't be a dover chaitzitz bein yedeihim lakol. That means if their talis is covering their hands, that already is. It's taking away from the broche. The broche should be able to flow so good that from their hands there should nothing be in front of, between their hands, their etzbois and the kol. So it seems al kaponim.
The mechitzah
shel
barzel doesn't block it.
Oh, so a mechitzah. So the Amir de Kezach. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the kasha. So he says Amir de Keteres. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says you have to have a tzibur. And the mehudetik oifen from benching the tzibur is nothing should be mafsik between the etzbois of the kahanim and all. The minute you have a tzibur, so there's a broch on the tzibur, then the mechitzah shel barzel won't be mafsik. But you have to have first a tzibur. You have to have a broch on the tzibur. Afterwards, but the mechitzah shel barzel, if you have a tzibur, but if you don't have what to begin with, the whole thing is a mechitzah shel barzel, then he says, then it's no good. Akefil atalus is also no good, he wants to say. Val kaponim, so we have in the Mishnah Berurah, it's preferable that those who are behind the kahanim should walk either to be on the side or in front of them. And then the Piskei Tshuvos says, floor on the side in front of it, it's preferable. Gedolei Yisrael used to go mamish in front of them. Avol imheim anusim. But if they're anusim, that means people who are working. And people who are working and memela, they can't come to shul. So memela, so they're bechlal abrocha. Avol, amir de kezach. Beloy anusim. But there's no, they're not honest. That means theoretically they could stand in front of the kahanim. They stand in back of the kahanim. Afilo oimdim bebeis haknesses, they're in the shul. Ela shehem achoyrei hakahan, they're behind the kahanim. Einom bechlal broche. Then the broche is not chal on them. Demarim ba'atzmom she'ein ha'broche chaviv olohem. That means the kahanim are given a broch and you stay behind them, so actions speak louder than words. So it seems from your actions that that's a choshev the broch. Midulei holchu lekabel habroche ponim el ponim. They're not going to be mekabel the broch. So memele the amir de kebir aloche. So he says, "Hu adin, if a person, let's say, I live across the street from the shul, across the street, so theoretically the kahanim are facing me, and I don't come to shul, I'm facing the kahanim." So he says, "If you show from your actions, it's not choshev that you should come to hear the broche." That means I don't need the broche. You could come, and you don't come. So there you are saying through your actions that the broche of the kahanim is not choshev by you. Come across the street, go into the shul. So therefore, you will not be yaitzeh. That's what he says in Bir Aloche. Fine. This is a Amor de Kazakh. Now let us see Sif Chofei. Beis Akneses Shekulo Kehanim. A Beis Akneses, the all Kehanim. Im Ein Shom Elo Asore. Now we have here a shul. There's 10 Kehanim. That's it. That's the whole minyan. 10 Kehanim. Is Kulam Oilim Leduchim. Now this Kulam Oilim Leduchim is, there's a machloikis. Kulam Oilim Leduchim. We hear the Machaba holds that if there are other Kehanim and the Shatz is a Koyin, he should not be Oil Leduchim. He should, that means that there's a problem of afilu he's batur, he won't be mevulbul. This is a problem of being oike raglov in the middle of Shemanes. If we have kahanim duchenin, you are not oile leduchen. So according to the Machaba, kulam oilem leduchen means nine of them are oilem leduchen, and the shatz is oimed bim koimai. That is according to the Machaba. According to the Prichodosh learns that if he's Batuach, he can duchen also, he can duchen even though there are other Kahanim also. So then we can learn Kulam Oilam Luduch means they all go to duchen and there won't be a Kri, no one will be Makri them and they'll duchen. Okay, so now let's see. Beis HaKnesses Shekulo Kahanim Im Ein Shom Elo Asore. There's 10, there's own, that's the whole shul. Kulam oilem leduchem. They all go leduchem. Lemi mevolchem. Who are they benching? Who are they benching? Lachem shebesotis. Lachem shebesotis. That means that we said these people who are anusim can't come to shul. So the broch is chal on them. Umi oine achreyam omein. So they're mekabel the broche. Who answers omen on the broche? We see from the Machaba, there's two inyanim, and this we'll try to elaborate a little. There's an inyan, who they're benching. Kaisa vochus b'nei Yisrael. Who are you benching? What do you mean? B'nei Yisrael, the Am Shebesodis. So that's who I'm benching. These people don't hear the broche, but I'm benching them, fine. Umi oine achreim omein. Who's gonna answer omein and their broche? Hanoshim v'taf. That means if in the shul, we'll speak about this soon. In the shul, there are women or small children. They'll answer omein and the broche. So the vow, we split it up. The broche is on the Am Shebesodis. The Am Shebesodis don't hear the broche. They can't answer omein and the broche. So that will be taken care of by the Noshim V'taf. Now, the Im Yesham Yoser Meyasore. Now, here's a Mordike interesting halacha. Let us just say, for practical purposes, Yoser Meyasore means there's, let's say, there's 12 Kahanim. There's 12 Kahanim. So now it says, a Mordike Zach. A Yeserim Meyasore. Yala vivoch. There's 12 kahanim. So it says amur de kalocha, which we would never think like this. So two of the kahanim will go up to duchim. Vasora oinim achreim omei. And now 10 kahanim will answer omei. Amur de kalocha. Again, if there's only 10 kahanim, so either they all duchim or 9 duchim and one is makri. And then who gets gebenched? Am Shebesodes. Who answers Omein? Noshim V'taf. That's the best I have. I don't have any other Eitzim. But if there are 12 Kahanim, so then 2 Kahanim will go up in Duchen and the 10 will answer Omein. That's what the Machaber says. And this Halacha needs an explanation. But Al Kaponim, that is the Halacha. Now, Zogt der Mishnah Brura, Kulam Hainu Levad Mishliach Tzibur. That means, so now we have to learn this Kulam with a grain of salt. We had said that a Koyin, a Shatz, should not be Eilu Leduchen if there's other Kahanim. So Heinu Levad Mishliach Tzibur. That means that the nine go up, Mishliach Tzibur remains. And he'll be Makri. Shav Shu Koyen, Arikaimel Lobe Sivchov, Tishlich Tzir and Koyen, Vyeshem Kanem Achayim, Lo Yisas Kapov. The Machaba says he should not tuchen. Avshu Muvtach Larsel Litfilosi, he'll be able to continue davening, say Sim Sholem. Eliyah, who am Makri? He'll be the Makri. Chmeshe Gesav Nelbe Sivkot Pezayin, Timen Yisrael Lahakris, Yochul Koyen Lahakris, Say Yivarecha Choyisa. Now, who are they benching? Lachayim Shebesodes. V'loi koma l'noshim v'taf. So it seems there's noshim and taf in the shul. So let's say they're benching the noshim v'taf. L'chshivi l'broche l'chudayu. To bench them, they're not choshev. Aval gam heim b'chlal ha'broche. Now, just let's let us just say one thing. It says in the Pasuk, Koi sevorchu es b'nei Yisrael. The bracha should be to b'nei Yisrael. And it says in the Taloshin, Zochem b'samah b'nei Yisrael. The bracha should be to b'nei Yisrael. That's the tzura of the bracha. The kahanim are benching b'nei Yisrael. So in B'nai Yisrael, we don't have Noshim, we don't have Taf. And the Baruch is a Loshin Yochid. We'll say Yivarecha Chav Yishmarecha. We're speaking a fellow to a Yochid, a Ben Yisrael. So now, but that's the Tzura of the Baruch. The Baruch is that the Kahanim should bench B'nai Yisrael. So now we have here a Shul. We have here in the Ezra's Noshim, there's some women, there's maybe some children. And we have nine Kahanim Duchening. So we have a Kasha, the Baruch is Kaisa Vorchu as B'nai Yisrael. The Tzuris HaBaruch is to be on B'nai Yisrael. There's no B'nai Yisrael here. So we say the Baruch is going and the B'nai Yisrael and Yimtzoyim Besodis, the Anusim, they can't come. The Baruch is on them. So that is taking away the problem of the Baruch is to be as B'nai Yisrael. I don't have B'nai Yisrael. So you do have B'nai Yisrael. Where are the B'nai Yisrael? In the Sodas. Fine. Let's go. That's so far. But the Noshim and Taf are not Nichlam B'nai Yisrael.
The Kohanim, they don't deserve a bracha?
No, the Abani Avochim. The Benchim takes care of the Kohanim. The Kohanim bench Klal Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Birchas Koyanim. Koy sevorchu es b'nei Yisrael. That's the mitzvah. So we have to have the mitzvah. We have to have b'nei Yisrael. That's the mitzvah. So here, so the Machaber said, no problem. There's b'nei Yisrael over there, 2 miles away, in back of you. That's the b'nei Yisrael.
Can you count on kol ha-mevarech, kol ha-mitpelel ha-chaveron ha-anat chila, if they're the benching from
Israel
automatically the
blessing. The Baruch Hashem says, I'll bench them. Okay, but first, before we get into what they're going to get, we need the Tzuras HaBroche. You need a Broche to B'nai Yisrael. Hanoshim V'Tav. Chotzoloyim Im Yeshnam Shop. Now the Mechaber said, and who's going to answer Amen? The Noshim V'Tav. So now, besides the Kabbalah's HaBroche, there's a new Inyan. Koy Sevorchu as B'nei Yisrael. That's the Broche. Now, who's going to answer Omein on the Broche? So he says, Anoshim V'Tav, Rotzoloima im Yeshnam Shom. If there's Noshim V'Tav, they'll answer Omein. V'im Einam Shom, if they are not there, Gam Kein Noisin Kapeim. Now, this is a debatable statement, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins that the Omein is not Ma'akev. So, if it's there, they'll say Omein, Gevaldik, there's an Inyan to say Omein, to be Mekabel the Bracha, there's an Inyan. If you have it, good. If you don't have it, it's no good. Rabbi Keveger and the Fikim Meginim say, no, there's an Inyan to be Mekabel the Bracha. You have to be Mekabel the Bracha. Who's going to do it? Noshim v'taf. You have to be mekabel the boch. Okay, about kapon, the Mishnah Berurah says not like that. Fine. Now, let's go a little further. V'im yesham yoyser me'asorim. What if there's 12? What if there's 12? So then, atam. The kivin sheyesh asore, gedoylem sheyuchlu lanes omein al habroche. If you have 10 gedoylem, which could answer omein on the broche, mutev sheyiskaimu shneim. So then we should have mevorchem and misborchem, vimitzoson oylem, vasore yano omein, and 10 answer omein. Now let's just go a little further, and then we'll go back to this. Vasore oinin omein, the 10 that say omein, the afal gav. Now yes, so it's very interesting. We have to understand. We just said a moira de kechidush. What's this moira de kechidush? We have 12 kahanim. Now we have to understand that there's a mitzvah on a kohen, a mitzvah deraisa to be kohen v'olchus bnei Yisrael. So we have, understand, all the, we have 12 kahanim, all of them want to be mekayim the mitzvah. So we say, no. Two of you will be mekayim the mitzvah, and 10 of you are not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. You're not going to mekayim the mitzvah. No, that's already a patch in ponim. I shouldn't be mekayim. So what did you accomplish that I won't be mekayim the mitzvah, that there's a minion that's going to say amen. A minion that's going to say amen. So we have to understand two things. And you need a minion to say amen. Before we didn't have a minion to say amen. We hear the, and we just said before, the amen is, if you say, if you have noshim v'taf, the amen is not kefela. But here somehow it says, amoyredika halacha, you have 12 kahanim, and all of them want to duchim, and l'chayr if they'll duchim, they'll be mekayim the mitzvahs I say of koyisav ochu as bnei Yisrael. Perhaps it's not the most mahudadika oifen because the kahan the Yisraelim are who knows where, but al kapon that's the key my mitzvah. We say no, you 10 kahanim don't duchim, you stay here and you'll say amen. So we have to understand what's pshat in this. But let's just go a little further. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Av al Gav the Kaimalon La'el Besif Aleph Nesiyas Kapayim Ba'asore Vakahanim Min Haminim. We learned in Sif Aleph Nesiyas Kapayim, there's to be 10 people there. Vakahanim Min Haminim. So let's talk Kahanim Min Haminim. You need 10 people. So I'll tell you Pshat. I'll say there's 10 people. So you have 9 Kahanim, 1 Yisrael. And you make Bichas Kainim. What happens? The 9 Kahanim bench this 1 Yisrael. And Sholem Yisrael. No problem. That's what's said in Sif Aleph. Now we have 12 Kahanim. So we say, no, 10 Kahanim have to be on the other side to answer Omen, to be Mekabel the Boch. V'nimse she'ein kan asora oinim. So there we have Aloch, we have 10 people. 9 Kahanim and 1 Yisrael, no problem. The 9 Duchen and the 1 is Mekayeh. Vefelochi Shapir Domi. And here we say we have 12 Kahanim, 10 Kahanim have to be Oinim. Shani Hosam. So he says like this. The Kivin Dika, because Kahanim are Yisrael Nemro. The broch is koyse vochu as bnei Yisrael. That is the tzura of birchas kahanim. You have to bench bnei Yisrael. Chshivi apfilu bepochas me'asor. So there even you have 1 yid. Apfilu yeshem rak Yisrael echot. Kol amayim lemeduchin mevorchin li Yisrael zeh. No problem. That's a mehuda de kebirchas kahanim. 9 Kahanim saying, Yevarechecho, Aloshin Yochid, we're talking to a Yochid, that's Mehudadik, Koyse Volchos B'nai Yisrael. By Shein Kein B'nidin Didon, Shekulam Kahanim. Leider, this Yisrael we don't have. So the Tzure of Birchas Kahanim, we don't have here. We have a problem. we have the Am Shebesodes. But if we have 12 Kahanim, we want to make it a better Birkes Kahanim than Am Shebesodes. We could do it. If you only have 10 Kahanim, so far, that's what you do. The Kais of Ochas Mnei Yisrael is going on Am Shebesodes. Fine. You hear people saying, Gomein, it's good. Hanomein, also good. That's if you don't have an Eitzah. So that's a grade B Birkes Kahanim. But called grade B is also called Birchus Kahanim. But if I have 12 Kahanim and I can have 10 Kahanim will be Mekabel the Broche and they'll be Oinim, Mashayin kim benidin didon shekulam Kahanim, lechshivi levolchom lechudayu, ele imken yesh asore sheikablu habroche viyanu omen. Now, I don't understand the mathematics how this works. The mechanics, I don't know how to stand. The problem I understand, you have a problem, you don't have any Yisraelim, and you don't want to be Soymech and the Am Shebesodes. So we say, but if there'll be 10 Kahanim, which are Sheyekablu HaBroche, V'yanu Amen, we did something. So we have to understand what's the mile of 10 Kahanim. Dor HaShulchan says, the Shechina Shechui B'neim, Gevaldik. But I still don't understand. The problem was another problem. The problem is you'll have 12 Kahanim, Duchanim, you'll have the Shechina. But you have to bench B'nai Yisrael. That's the problem. The problem is Kais of Och is B'nai Yisrael. One Yid is Gevaldik, but I don't have that Yid over here. And I want to avoid that I don't have to be Soymech and Am Shebesodes. So the Davoini, I don't have, and the Mishnah Berurah says two things. And these 10 will be Mekabel the Baruch and they'll answer Amen. So the Afikim Meginim says, you have to answer Amen. He said, there's such a thing of answering Amen. I like the Mishnah Berurah.
There's no Baruch.
What?
There's no Baruch Ata Hashem.
They make a bracha, so they make a bracha.
Okay,
so bracha is bnei Yisrael. That's the problem. So somehow, 10 Kahanim being mekabel the bracha and answering Amen somehow.
But it's a boomerang. The Kohanim, the bench, the mebrachim, the Kohanim. There's no Israel.
That's right. But if there's 10 Kahanim, I don't know. I don't understand.
So what's
wrong with
the 12
mebrachim?
It's an echo.
No. Okay.